One fucking two. All good? Levels checking. Perfect. Nice.
Simon! Simon! Simon!
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast.
Sapnin!
Sapnin!
You're listening to episode 47 somehow of Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and my good friend Morgan Richards.
It's me, episode 47, and do you know what? I actually feel like that girl the bad guys want that Bone for Soup used to sing about, because she listens to a certain band, and that band are our guests on this week's podcast.
Agent Orange?
No.
The other one?
Yes.
You're on about rock legends Godsmack, right?
I am.
Fucking brilliant. I can't get over, as I mentioned in the interview, I can't get over the We Got Saliuna on Sapnin Podcast. We recorded this back at Download Festival. We were lucky enough to have a half hour with Sully. And yeah, he was amazing.
Yeah, generally just nice guy, full of some incredible stories you're going to hear. And yeah, one of the really most iconic and inspirational bands out of that rock and roll, new metal takeover.
Yeah, well, yeah, they came about the same time as like Limp Bizkit, Korn,
Deftones,
and and are now more powerful in the US than they've ever been.
Yes, so they've got some mad tours lined up for the rest of this year and everything in between as well. Yep. They're going to be headlining the second day of Knotfest in Mexico.
Who headlines the first day?
Slipknot.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course. Yeah, so Godsmack headline the second day, which is unbelievable.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking all sorts of that kind of things and really their evolution of sound, because they've just released their 7th studio album, When Legends Rise.
Nice.
Last year, and they just haven't stopped touring. To be fair, they haven't stopped touring since 1995.
Yeah, that is true.
But so more so on this record.
Yeah, well done to them.
Well done.
I'm green with jealous envy that they managed to keep a band together since 1995, because mine didn't. But thanks again to Sully for coming on. He was absolutely amazing. I wasn't expecting him to be as nice as he was to us. I was expecting him to be like, all right, yeah, get on with this, because he's been doing this since 1995.
That's a long time.
So that's to be expected, I guess. But he was lovely. We talked about his mental health charity. We talked about the longevity of the band. We talked about their new album.
Yeah.
As you said, the transformation in sound. Dream Theater popped in twice.
Yeah, they kind of gate crashed the podcast.
Bloody Dream Theater.
Everywhere, innit?
Coming over here, interrupting our interviews. This is why I voted leave. What? That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
No, neither did voting leave, did it, really? Anyway, I'm not going to get political on my podcast, but
anyway, no, but we talked to him about a various bit of topics, including how Godsmack have been really influential in sports and music.
Yes.
Including WWE and NFL.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, his mental health charity, the evolution of sound.
And I think Sully and Godsmack are the first band that we've had on the podcast who have actually got their own official day.
Yes.
In the city they come from in America.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Unbelievable. What was it?
Boston.
Nice. I'm glad.
Boston.
Yeah,
just Boston.
Yeah, just Boston. I don't know where they're.
Yeah, and also he's going to be telling us the one massive thing that is left on their bucket list that they haven't achieved yet.
I'm sure they will.
I'm sure they will, because they're a massive band, and I can't believe we've managed to get them on episode 47.
Yes, me too. Me too. If you, for some reason, have been hiding under a rock and don't know about Godsmack, go and check them out now, or check out the Sapnin podcast playlist that we will tweet about this week, and then you can check out all the guest songs that we've had on so far.
Yes, and if this is your first time listening to Sapnin podcast, because you're a massive Godsmack fan, and
right on. Good on you.
Yeah,
me too.
And just decided to check this out, then go back and listen to previous episodes with the likes of Parkway Drive, Hailstorm, our Download Festival special with a whole host of bands, wrestlers and comedians.
Moose from Bullet from Valentine and his new band Kill the Lights.
Yes, and a whole host more in the alternative pop punk and really rock and roll world.
Yes, please check it out.
Yes.
Cool.
Right then. Speaking of things to check out... The one thing...
Put your toes back on.
Oh, right, okay.
Here you go. What are we checking out? I can't look you now.
Wonderful Patreon page.
Oh, thank God for that. Yes. There's none of our nudes on the Patreon, thank God, so
unless
you don't have to worry about that.
Unless that's...
We could sort it to you out probably if you wanted it. Should we make our Patreon and only fans?
No.
All right.
I think that would go very weird.
Yeah.
I
reckon one of them would pay for membership, download all the photos of us in a buff, and then just give them away. And then we'd be ruined and we couldn't make any money off our OnlyFans.
Also, I don't think anyone wants to see me nude. So that's probably not a good thing.
I'm inquisitive. I'd like to... I'm wondering if you've got a willy, or if you're just smooth like a Barbie doll.
What, like Ken?
Yeah, or Kendall, yeah.
Kendall.
I don't know why I didn't think of the man version of... Anyway,
Patreon.
Yeah. Anyway, bugger all that. If you've enjoyed any of the other shows, or you're listening to this now and thinking, perhaps I could pay these guys to shut up, yes, you can. Check out patreon.com/sapnin. That's patreon.com/sapnin. And you can choose from an array of different tiers. And for that, you get different... gifts, rewards, some might call them treats. I wouldn't call them treats if you've got to see our face on Skype. But yeah, so check out patreon.com/sapnin if you've enjoyed any of the last 47, 48 hours of nonsense we've made. We genuinely appreciate everybody who listens to this, even if you don't become a Patreon member, but we do like you that little bit more if you do become a Patreon
member. We do.
Member.
You get an extra bit of our heart, really.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but I actually like cut a bit out and send it to our patrons.
I don't think that's legal. I feel like I health and safety would have a whale of a time.
Maybe I should stop doing that then.
Oh, if we just say, ha, you haven't done that.
Allegedly.
Have you?
Ah, no.
Jesus Christ. Anyway.
But also, it's coming up to the first year anniversary or birthday of Sapnin Podcast. So we're thinking about throwing a little Patreon exclusive birthday party.
Yes.
some wacky things involving with it. So if you want to get more information on that, become a patron and we'll tell you, and then you can come and celebrate with us and pick on us in real life.
Yes. Yeah, you can join the Patreon from as little as half a Starbucks coffee. So yeah, check it out again, patreon.com/sapnin. If you'd like to get in touch with us and suggest any guests, or if you've got any questions, or maybe you're somebody in a band who'd like to come on, not even a band, maybe you'd like to come on, just get in touch with us. We'd love a discussion about it, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're up to talking to a various range of different jobs.
Fuck, you were struggling.
I couldn't think
for
of
the
that.
Very first word of that sentence, I was like, that would clunch for that next one. Oh, the third one's come. What's the fourth going to be? He doesn't even know. Oh, he's going with jobs.
I in my head, I was like, oh, speak about that thing where they do the jobs, and I couldn't think of that
jobs.
Title.
Yeah. No,
what word is it?
Careers?
Yeah, that'll do.
From all walks of life?
That as well.
I don't know. Anyway, this has gone mad. Check us out on Twitter and Instagram at SapninPod, at SAPPENINPOD. That's on Twitter and Instagram at SapninPod. And if you fancy emailing us about maybe coming on again, or sponsorship, or Anything at all.
Any just business inquiries.
Yeah, email samplingpodcast@gmail.com.
Lovely stuff.
Yes.
Awesome. So before we get into the episode, a couple of new albums have come out today.
Ooh.
That I want to talk about. So a little bit of new music. South Wales' very own Dream State.
Ooh, friends of the podcast.
Friends of the podcast have released their debut album, Primrose Path.
You said that so posh because you were trying your best.
Because otherwise, I'll mess it up, yeah. As I've done already on this podcast, because I'm so excited that we have Sully from Godsmack as our guest.
Yes.
But anyway, Dream State's album is out today. I've been loving the singles. This band have just exploded, and I'm very happy for all their success over the last couple of years. They'll be touring up and down the UK next week as well. So go and check out all those dates and listen to the record after this podcast.
Yes, definitely do that.
And speaking of new noise.
Nobody said new noise.
But this is new albums. We're talking about new albums. And one of your favourite bands, Refused.
Never heard of them.
I've got a new album out.
Never heard of them.
You sure?
Yep. No, never heard of them.
Okay. I think you'd like him.
Maybe I would, but yeah.
It's called it.
No, I do like him, as you well know. Refused new album. I haven't heard it yet, but hopefully it's good. But it's out today.
Yeah.
So I will be checking it out.
Economy of Death is the title.
Oh. Happy. So check out Refused and Friends of the Podcast, Dream State's new album, Primrose Path. As Morgan pronounces it. And hopefully we'll have some of... I'd love to get Refused on you. And I'd like to get Dream State on you. So we could do a longer one with them.
Yes.
So get in touch with us if you'd like to hear a Refused one. Or a future Dream State one. Get in touch with @DreamState, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
tweet. @DreamStateBand. And then if you tweeted Refused as well. Or @DennisLixon. I don't know what Dennis Lixon's Twitter is. But tweeted him, tell him to come on Sapling Podcast, because we would love to have them on.
Yes, tweet them and tweet us and do that with any other guests you would like us to have, and hopefully we can sort it out and make everyone's dreams come true.
Yes.
Hint, Tom DeLong.
Yes, Tom DeLong. I know you listen every other week because you've got alien stuff every other week. Come on, bro. Innit? You know. It's what everybody wants. It's the thoughts that are running through everybody's head. So, @SapplingPod on Twitter and Instagram if you'd like to suggest a guest, but also tag the guest.
Yeah, make sure you do.
Tom DeLong.
Yes. Cool. Awesome. Right. So without any further ado, why don't we get in to our wonderful conversation with Sully of Godsmack.
Yes. Thank you very much again to Sully. He's fantastic. He's a great human. And Godsmack are a rocking fucking band. So
yes.
Tidy. Sapling!
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We'll be right back.
Sapman.
Sapman.
What's up, man?
Oh, that'll do. That's good. Sapman. Yeah, the podcast is called Sapman Podcast. And our guest this week is the fantastic Sully Erna of Godsmack.
Yes.
I don't know how this has happened, but this is a fucking treat for us. Awesome. So thank you very much.
No, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us. It's an absolute honor.
Yeah, you're part of my schedule, so let's do it.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
This is how we do it.
Oh, yeah. He got up in the morning, sat in the podcast, was on his to-do list.
And
so
he went, let's try and run late so we don't have to do that shit.
Nah.
So you will be the first guest on our podcast whose band has its own day. August the 6th in Boston.
Yeah.
Godsmack Day.
Explain, please.
Listen, when you've been around for over 20 years, what happens is the young 25-year-olds that were listening to Godsmack on the first record are now 45, 50-year-olds, and they become the mayors of Boston.
Yeah. is that exactly what happened?
I think so, you know?
That's fucking brilliant.
So, it was nice to be recognized for all the hard work we put into this, and especially coming from Boston.
Yeah.
So they gave us our own day. I don't know really what that means.
Yeah,
it certainly hasn't gotten me out of any speeding tickets yet.
But were they on August the 6th? August the 6th, you could do anything.
Maybe.
But you can do anything.
I have a feeling I'll end up in jail if I try.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do they make you do, like, or ask you to do weird things in Boston on that day, or is it
just... Have you ever done anything for it?
Yeah.
Nope.
Not even a gig in Boston on the 6th?
Surely.
Not yet.
Surely there should be a Godsmack parade throughout Boston.
Oh, that would be nice.
Oh, yeah. That'd be real good.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, well, of course, we're recording this here at Download Festival 2019. You've been playing on the main stage. What's it been like to come back to Donington Park, such an iconic venue for rock and metal over so many years?
It's great, you know. It's been 4 or 5 years, I think, since we've been here. And it's just such a great vibe when you're here. You know, the people here really appreciate music. They come from all walks and life forms to see all different kinds of genres. And like I've said a million times, I love these kind of events because I've always believed that music isn't a competition. It's a gift. It's a universal language that we all share in our own way and experience our own personal way. And I love the fact that you can come to different countries and be in the middle of Russia, standing next to someone at a concert that you can't even communicate with because of the language barrier.
Yeah.
Yet you can have this complete experience through music together. And it's beautiful, and I love that. And so this is kind of a perfect marketing tool to put your band in front of multi-genre fans that would normally not come to a Godsmack show.
That's good thinking, yeah. And all of that.
What's up, dude?
How are you, man?
This crazy son of a bitch fucking mic'd me.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Boston.
Fucking Boston guy.
You know, we lost a cup, but we're still nice, so we're going to win another one.
Yeah. We have a few trophies hanging on the JetBlue wall.
Nice.
Have you ever seen that dude play?
Yeah, man.
Monster.
Oh. Just Dream Theater crashing here.
He's a fucking monster.
So what's going on
today?
Well, exactly.
This is the kind of thing that
can
happen.
Well, you know, my manager, Paul Geary, was the drummer for Extreme.
He
started the band with Nuno and Gary Cherone, and Mike took his place when Paul left.
Yeah.
So,
crazy.
Not only one of the best drummers I've ever met, but one of the funniest guys I know.
Yeah.
Amazing dude.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, but just saying that now, it shows that how festivals like this, you just have the community of everyone coming together from different styles of bands, and it's just as you said, just brings everyone together to just showcase music.
Exactly, you know, and that's a powerful thing, man, because there's a lot of people out there that we wouldn't normally be able to showcase our art for.
Yeah.
And at the same time, a lot of those people would never experience these kind of experiences unless they're at a festival like this. So they have that opportunity to walk around and kind of check out a variety of different bands and see what they like and what they don't like. And I think through that, you grow your fan base, you know?
Nice.
Because the goal for us is to get to motherfucking Wembley, man.
Yes.
I want to stand on that stage before I'm 116 and be like, I have no oxygen tank with me. I'm not in a wheelchair. And I'm playing fucking Wembley Stadium.
Yes. It's finally happened. Yes. But yeah, with the new album, When Legends Rise, you've kind of gone a different sound. Like a...
It's evolution of Godsmack.
Evolution.
That's it.
Exactly what I've said. We wanted to experiment and evolve and try some new colors and textures. You know, when a painter paints a painting, he doesn't always use black and white, right? And he wants to add blues and reds and yellows. And so that's what we wanted to do on this. We didn't want to lose the integrity of the power of the band.
Yeah.
But we wanted to kind of blossom a little bit more and start going a little deeper down the rabbit hole of melodies and hooks and things like that, which is what I focused on over the years, was just becoming a better songwriter.
Yeah.
So we're really proud of this record. We feel like it's doing its job. The fans are reacting great to it, and we could see new faces. Thank you.
Yeah, was that just a kind of gradual thing over the years that you've just wanted to incorporate on this record, or before the writing process started, was it an obvious thing from day one of this that you wanted to
That I wanted to explore some new sounds on this record. I just didn't know where I was going with it. I didn't know what kind of sounds. I didn't know what kind of music. But I just knew that we were going to try something different.
Awesome.
You know, just enough. Just enough.
As you mentioned, Godsmack has been going now for 24 years. I'm sure that's a crazy just statistic for you to hear with everything that's happened over the years and just seeing, you know, the band continuing to do new things as time goes on.
Yeah, I mean, I would have never been able to guess that we would, you know, have beyond a 20-year career. But it's a blessing. It's an honor to be here. And, you know, we don't take it for granted. We work hard. We do our job. We try to stay out of trouble. And that's it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when the band first came out, I think you were kind of swayed into that kind of new metal genre kind of thing, because you were out at the same time as bands like Limp Bizkit and Korn, and when that was really popular. But you've always seen the band as just a hard rock kind of feel to it. Was that something, I mean, you had to deal with over years? Maybe just being in labeled as a subgenre you didn't think you were a part of? I mean, how did
I
you...
I think it's been a while since anyone's labeled us in a new metal category. But you're right, you know, when we broke, the wave that was breaking was Korn, Limp Bizkit, and all those kind of bands, you know, Papa Roach, whatever it was. And, you know, the problem with that is that the first record is such a hybrid of so many different inspirations because, you know, as they say, you spend your whole life writing your first record.
Yeah.
You know, you put the band together and start writing a bunch of songs, and this one stays and that one goes, and this one stays and that one goes, and eventually you collect 11, 12 of them and they go on a record. And you can just hear the different influences along the way. Some things may have a little hint of Alice in Chains in them. Other things may have a hint of Korn in them. You know, all these things that are popping up, and you're like, oh, this is great, and let's jam like that kind of beat and whatever. So it doesn't surprise me that the first record is such a hybrid of so many different influences. Metallica, whatever it is, but then you start to hone in on what your sound is, because then the next record's due and you don't have your whole life to write it. And every record after that is due and you have to deliver. And I think it's at that point where you start shutting out the outside world, and you just start figuring out, what have the fans spoke to? What are the sounds? What are the songs that they were like, okay, yeah, that's a good song, but that one is the, you gotta play that every Bad Religion every night. And so you start to figure out the puzzle, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, it must just be great as well, because I've always seen that you've never wanted to kind of put a label on Godsmack or reach that kind of thing where you have to be expected of a certain sound, that you can just do whatever you
feel.
Well,
we just left the door open on every record.
Yeah, yeah.
The first record we had Voodoo, you know, then we had Spiral. On the second record, we had Serenity. On the third record, we've always kind of left a little bit of a door open. So if we wanted to crawl into it, we were kind of allowed through our fan base to do that. And it wouldn't be such a surprise that on this record, we put out our first ballad, for instance. So I do solo work, right?
Yeah,
so I think that's all kind of prepped them over the years for this expansion.
Yeah. Yeah, with that, doing the solo work, do you feel that gives you an avenue outside of the band to concentrate on different things, and then we room to breathe on Godsmack? I mean, you're not constantly thinking about that. You have got other projects and things where you can take time off and get your mind to.
It has benefited me and the band in the past to be able to branch off and do some side work when we just felt like we had been grinding for a while and we need a break from this. And through those experiences, I think is part of the reason why the evolution of the sound of Godsmack has happened, because you work with other musicians from different genres, from different backgrounds, from blues to classical to jazz to rock to whatever. And you find these unique, cool textures that you put in your solo work, because there's no rules in the solo work, because nothing has been established. It's my permission slip to play the piano or hand drumming or bring cellos and orchestration into it. And then eventually it all kind of like morphs together. And I think this record gave us that opportunity to write songs like Bulletproof, to write songs like Unforgettable, to write songs like Under Your Scars.
Nice. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. One of the songs from... Is it when Legends Rise was used on the Super Showdown for WWE lately? Do you know?
Yes. And the NFL.
Yeah. Oh, cool, nice. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We did a big NFL video.
Yeah, do they come to you then, or do you have to submit for that? Do they just go, oh,
well,
we want this?
I happen to be friends with the owner of the New England Patriots.
Wow.
So,
that's nice.
Six-time world champions. Yeah. Let's talk about that a little bit first.
Yes.
And, we have some big surprises coming up this year. Ooh. That is going to be tied in with the New England Patriots. And we also did a great NFL video that we got permission from the NFL to do, showing all the greatest highlights in football history, along with a big performance. And we're going to continue to do some other great things coming up this fall.
Nice.
And the WWE has used it. And, you know, the Godsmack music in general always seems to go well with extreme sports.
Yeah.
UFC, we did a video with them for Crying Like a Bitch on the Oracle record. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, but that must be quite exhilarating for you to see that the music translates to these kind of sports and fans. And that,
it's like, energy.
Yeah.
It's energy.
We're both big wrestling fans, and many of your tracks has been used to various things over the years, and it just seems to provide and tell their story through your music.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's the adrenaline. It's all part of the adrenaline, you know, and I think our music has always had that up-tempo kind of tough vibe to it, and I think they feel that it's a good marriage for these kind of extreme sports.
Nice. Fantastic, yeah. And I know one question you've had a lot lately is about the potential documentary of Godsmack, but I believe you've actually been working and thinking about doing the documentary of your life and reflecting on the book you put out several years ago.
So the Godsmack documentary, the proper one, I don't know when that will really happen, because we're still living in it, and we don't know how it ends yet.
Yeah, of course.
And that's kind of, you know, I think we're a little premature for that. But I certainly felt there was enough content and story to tell from the time I was born and the struggles and challenges that I went through as an individual just to get a record deal.
Yeah.
And it's not about music. It's about growing up in the streets of Lawrence, which Time magazine even quoted one of the most violent cities in America at one point. And the gangs and the violence and the crimes and the drugs and all the stuff that I went through pre-Godsmack. And then how it eventually sent me on the path to meet certain people along those ways and eventually form the band. So it may touch on some of the early days of forming the band.
Okay.
But it's more of a human interest story.
Yeah.
And then we'll have to revisit the Godsmack story.
Yeah.
When we know, you know,
what happens.
Maybe at Wembley. Maybe when we get to Wembley.
Oh, that'll be the one.
Well, that's what,
we'll do it
and then we'll retire. We got here, we're done.
Yeah. Or what you could
do that.
You could have them go to the stadium, you play the documentary, it gets to the bit where you perform, and then you come
Shoot it live.
Oh. Shoot it live.
End it right there.
Stick that at the end. Boom.
That's brilliant.
I like it.
Nice or more.
That'd be good.
That's 20% of that.
Yeah,
now you
well,
get.
I'll claim that now. Yeah.
Script
yeah.
In that.
Yeah. But with a possible, if it's a Godsmack documentary or for your own personal life, would you prefer it to be like kind of an interview kind of style and clips that you've had over the years, or would you like it to be like Bohemian Rhapsody lately, where it's kind of like a biopic?
You're
and all that
asking, I mean, me questions I can't answer right now. Too early.
Okay, who would play Sully in a film of the life?
You're the third person who's asked me that.
Ooh.
And I think I finally have an answer.
Ooh, okay.
The first time I didn't have an answer at all, because I go, wow, it's hard to see myself through someone else's eyes. And then the second person asked, and they had a suggestion, And I'm trying to remember.
Did they offend you?
Huh?
Was it offensive?
No, it wasn't offensive. I'm just trying to remember who it was because it was some superhero movie. But then I thought about it and I was like, you know who I think could probably pull it off and actually look like me a little bit in the early days is Dave Franco.
James Franco's younger
brother.
Sounds like a made-up brother's name, doesn't it, Dave Franco?
Yeah.
What's James's brother's name? Dave?
Yeah.
It's not, is it?
That's a good, that would be good.
That would be really
good. I'd like to see that.
Oh,
yeah, well, if Dave's listening, because we know Dave, he goes every week.
He's emailing in, dave@davefranco.com.
Yeah, he's a big fan.
Get Sully on!
Make it happen. No, awesome. With that, obviously, we've mentioned that Godsmack has been going for 20-plus years. You've seen things all over the world. But we have a little thing we like to mention every now and again of people you've been surprised by and interacted along your musical journey. I mean, from the early days to now, is there anyone you've met or had advice from along the way or just thought would be not as you expected, maybe?
Well, what that reminds me of is just the amount of people I have met along the way.
Yeah.
That was a big inspiration and an influence on me when I was younger. And I know the first celebrity I ever met was Steven Tyler and Joe Perry.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
And they were as nice as could be. I mean, I basically, you know, grew up under the wings of God's, Aerosmith, being a Boston guy. And I always thought Joe Perry was the coolest rock star in the world, and I wanted to be a rock star because of him. Even though I was a drummer, when I seen that picture of Joe Perry in the live bootleg record holding up a BC Rich with his hair in front of his face and that blonde streak, I had always been a musician, but I'm like, I want to be that now.
Nice.
Like, I want to be a super cool rock star. So that was amazing. You know, and of course, along the way, Ozzy handpicking us for the Ozfest for 2 years straight.
That's awesome.
Doing a world tour with Black Sabbath, getting to sing Heaven and Hell on stage with Black Sabbath. That was a huge highlight. Singing Sad But True on the Metallica tour when they took us out for a year.
Wow.
And meeting Neil Peart, who was the reason why I quit school to go home and learn Rush records.
Yeah.
And that was the only time I ever geeked in my life, by the way. I geeked hard. Like, I've met a lot of big celebrities, and I always kept it cool. But when Neil Peart walked in that fucking room, I just snapped back to being a 14-year-old kid in my bedroom, skipping school with my headphones on, learning Exit Stage Left and Moving Pictures and 2112. And he just came in super nice, like, hey, Sully, I knew his assistant, who was a fan of ours, and so I didn't know he was, you know, introducing me. He just told me to wait there. He's going to go grab a beer, and he walks back in with Neil Peart. And I was like, holy shit. And so I literally just stood there, and Neil came in with his hand out, and he goes, hey, man, nice to meet you. And I just kind of stared at him, and I think maybe twitched or something. And he's like, you okay? And I'm like, in my body, in my mind, I was going like, yeah, dude, of course I'm okay. How are you?
And nothing came out
of my fucking mouth.
Yeah.
And I just sat there until I finally slapped myself. And it was just a pretty intense moment for me. And since then, I get to meet him a couple of times, and we've become friends. And
nice.
He actually did an interview for the Godsmack documentary. I think it's the last time he was ever on film, because he did a review on me and Shannon's drum solo.
Oh,
and
nice.
It was pretty awesome, and I can't wait to share that with the world one day.
That's awesome. I've got a similar story. I met Brian May, and Brian May was like, oh, I am Brian. And I just went, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. And then he moved on, and I went, I forgot how to say my name to a man. Like, how does that? But that's the only one where I've ever been like, oh, and just didn't know what to say. It's just a weird moment when you meet.
It's weird, and I've had it happen to me, so I know it makes you feel uncomfortable. I don't know. What can I say?
Yeah.
I just flashed back and realized how important that man was in my life, because he really became my drum tutor. He was the guy that inspired me more than anybody in the world to be as good as I was, or as good as I could be on the drums. Yeah. And so when I got just, you know, and he's a giant too, and I'm only 5'6", and he's like 9'3". I'm just looking at him like a dope.
Yeah, it must be, yeah. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Just, yeah.
Yeah, no, so, but that's great to hear. I mean, as you just listed some incredible experiences you've had, and to see that you're still excited about sharing those stories is just the best thing to hear, man.
Yeah,
we're fans. Ultimately, we're just fans, you know, that play music.
I think that's what a lot of people forget. Like, when they see rock stars like yourselves, they just think, oh, they're just up there. They're not. And once you're up there, you no longer care about music, or you're not a fan, or, you know, you're too cool. That never stops, I don't think.
Have a drink on me for later.
Ah, thanks, dude.
Not before.
What is this? It's alcohol here. Get that shit out of here, you drunken bum. Get back to Boston.
I thought it was just apple juice. I was going to get you a sippy cup.
With the helmet. Don't forget the helmet.
This is awesome.
Nice. Oh, yeah, cool. This is really good. I enjoyed that, yeah.
But with that as well, you mentioned just being a fan of the music. I know lately touring the States and stuff.
Safari. We're going safari hunting? Sorry. What was that?
No, it was just
a leopard just walked by me.
Speaking of kind of like just being a fan of the music, I know, for example, going on tour a lot lately, you've been trying to take out bands that you've been a big fan of, especially in the States. We just did the tour with Volbeat and things like that. Is that something you're always looking at? Just new bands who are making strides and anything like that?
Yeah, it's tough these days. You know, people always ask me, what do you think of the state of music right now?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what to think. Like, it comes in waves, you know?
Yeah.
Luckily, I believe in rock music will always stay, and I think it's just cyclical. But, you know, sometimes I feel like it's a very rare breed. There's moments where it feels like it's a very rare breed, because this movement happens where you have the Led Zeppelins and the Rolling Stones and the Who's and Queens and all this stuff, right? And they're your arena bands. And then they start to retire, and then there's the Aerosmiths and there's the Metallicas and there's the AC/DCs and blah, blah, blah. And then they start retiring and you're like, you know, where's the next wave?
Oh,
and you're looking for that. And so there's, you know, the separation is pretty drastic sometimes from this level band to this level band. And so now, luckily, you know, we still have bands like the Foo Fighters and stuff like that that are waving that rock and roll flag. And we want to be there right alongside of them. You know, we've always felt like we're a great live band, a really strong production, entertaining kind of closing band.
Yep.
And, you know, we want to always be there to be entertainment for the people, and to be able to always strive to stay at that arena level kind of performance.
Nice. Yeah. But with being so busy on the road and stuff all the time, is it kind of hard to listen to new bands? I mean, how do you just cope with that, and maybe what do you do with the downtime as well? Do you like relaxing before and after shows?
Yeah, you know, when I'm home, I try to shut this off the best I can. I'm a busybody. I'm a workaholic, so it doesn't happen for long. But I do try to take that breath and recharge my batteries, because you just need to. Because when I'm out here, this is all I do. Mm. Like, I just give 200% of my time to music and the fans, and I want to be able to, you know, continue to keep that connection strong. But, you know, I don't really know who's on the rise and who's still young. I'm very naive to a lot of that stuff, because I'm so immersed in my work. I don't know a lot of the times, with the exception of the Disturbs and the Hailstorms and the Slipknots, and, you know, who's out here and current, because they've been doing it for a while as well, you know?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, one thing I want to mention quickly, I've seen a couple of videos around on site to download this year, is that there's been a few clips of you talking about mental health and how people should really look after themselves, and being quite a bit advocate about that. Just how important is it for you to share that message with people?
It's extremely important, and I'll tell you why. A couple reasons is, A, you know, this isn't just happening to artists and celebrities. We just hear about that more because they're already in the limelight and under the microscope.
Yeah.
But really, you know, this is affecting families and friends across the globe, and it's a real epidemic when it comes to what I call the invisible killer. You know, these scars come in so many forms, and if you're an amputee or a burn victim, you know, I'm not saying it's any better or any worse. I'm just saying it's more visible.
Yeah.
So you can reach out and help and offer support. But when it's inside and you don't know until it's over, that's the one that is hard to flush out. And so I formed the Scars Foundation, which is this nonprofit organization that is targeting multiple categories that all kind of funnel into depression.
Yeah.
Anything that kind of sends someone down that rabbit hole, I wanted to target instead of just doing one category. So this is focusing on everything from PTSD to suicide prevention, bullying, addiction, severe depression. Mm. And we're working with some of the most elite companies around the world to not only help raise money and give to these experts to do their jobs better, but to also become a community so people have a place to go. And maybe if they feel that they can share their stories, it might help other people get inspired to share their stories, and maybe that's how we'll start making a difference.
Yeah.
I've lost a couple friends to suicide already, and you don't know about it until it's too late.
Yeah.
And so I think the only way we can even get ahead of it to try to save a life is to start flushing out and getting people to be verbal about it, even if it's through a pen and a paper, because it helped me, and it helped me become a songwriter. When I transitioned from a drummer to a singer, I didn't know how to write music or a song. And I was writing about blowjobs, and I don't even know, it was stupid shit. Like, it didn't even make sense. Yeah. I was like, this is the dumbest song ever. And I called it Head. Yeah, great. But it wasn't until my friend took his life that I sat on my girlfriend's floor one day with a pen and a paper, and I was just kind of writing in my journal about how he must have felt, how heavy that pain must have been to actually do that, to actually wrap a chain around his neck and hang himself. And I'm like, that's because everyone talks about it, but to actually go through with it takes a lot of balls. And that must be a deep fucking pain. And I've experienced some pretty deep pain. So that must be 10 times more than that, right?
Yeah.
And so I started realizing, and I broke down, and I got emotional, and I was crying. And I wrote this song, and it was the first song I ever wrote. And till this day, I haven't recorded it.
Oh,
and maybe one day I will. But right now, I just haven't for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But what it taught me was even getting it out of my body through a pen and a paper made me feel a little bit better. I felt a release. And I think that's the key to this, is to get people talking about it or give them tools to help them understand how to just bring it out when they're feeling vulnerable or embarrassed or whatever, what people won't understand. And that's what the Scars Foundation is about. So they can go to godsmack.com and just click on the Scars Foundation tab. It'll bring you right to the page. You can read more about it. You can help by donating, or you can get involved in the community, come to live events, concerts, different things we're going to be setting up, races, you know, or just be a part of the street team and tell your stories and inspire others to tell theirs.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's awesome.
That's absolutely fantastic.
Thank you very much for doing this. It's been an absolute honor.
Yeah, we've enjoyed it very much.
May your continued success happen forever.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you so much. Well,
thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
That was awesome. Thank you very much.
Got it.
Yes, Sully from Godsmack on Sapnin Podcast. What a guy. Some incredible stories. And do you know what? We've had a few name drops throughout the podcast. The fact that he's really good friends with the owner of the New England Patriots.
That's a good
tops
one. That's a new
lot
one
of
so
them.
Far,
yeah.
Who do we know? Who knows? Oh, it's 6 degrees of separation this is now, isn't it?
What, sporting?
Or anyone. Who's the most famous person in the world for a start? And how do we get to them? Who's the most famous person in the world? Dwayne?
Yeah, I was going to say The Rock's up there, isn't he?
No, I meant Dwayne from Murtha.
Oh, Dwayne from Murtha?
Dwayne Pipe, yeah.
Oh, what does he do then?
A builder, I think.
Oh, doesn't work on pipes, does he?
He might be a plumber. Yeah. It makes sense.
But his last name like that.
But his first name. No, I think he's known as Dwayne Pipe because his name's Dwayne. And it sounds like Drain Pipe.
Oh, okay.
Who do you mean, then?
The Rock.
Oh, yeah, of course The Rock's bigger than Dwayne Pipe from Earth. What was I thinking? That was stupid, wasn't it? Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, but surely we know Mark. Mark knows Triple H. Triple H knows The Rock.
Okay, yeah, there we go.
Right. I wouldn't mind having Triple H on mind.
No, I wouldn't mind.
Mark, haven't we? Twice.
Yes.
So now
so if
we
have Triple H, we then can have The Rock.
Yeah, let's do that.
And
that'd be cool.
And Sully and Godsmack have done a lot of themes. And
oh, no doubt he knows The Rock.
Yeah, because they've done a lot of music for WWE.
Yeah, a lot of love for Sully. Thank you again for doing this. You're a lovely chap, and you know a lot of wrestlers, and that's cool. And yeah, he mentioned his mental health charity, Scars.
Yeah, the Scars Foundation.
Which, yeah, can be found if you go to the Godsmack website.
That's godsmack.com.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you can find out all the information there. And yeah, if you're going through a hard time, like a lot of people seem to be going through at the moment, just know that there's always somebody there you can talk to, friends, family, even us. Yeah. Get in touch with us at Sapling Pod on Twitter, Instagram, at saplingpodcast@gmail.com if you need to email us. And yeah, we'll try and get back to you as soon as we can. We're always up for a chat.
Yeah, it's definitely a subject we want to open up more about in life and on the podcast in recent weeks and everything. So yeah, definitely getting involved and stuff. And it was lovely to see how big Godsmack and Download Festival were supporting this charity as well. Because up on the screens in between bands on the main stage, there was adverts for it and to just check on everyone and things like that. So yeah, it's just great to see in that it's not becoming a taboo subject, really.
Well, yeah, it's getting out there more and more. And I think that's what we need. Because yeah, nobody should be suffering in silence, so... Yeah, get in touch with us if you're going through a tough time. We've been through it, have gone through it, are going through it, and we'll battle on.
Yes, so. And of course, that's godsmack.com for the Scars Foundation. And while you're at it, go and check out their new studio record, When Legends Rise.
Nice.
It's got a hell of drums on it.
Hell of drums.
Hell of drums.
That's right.
So imagine drum. Imagine hell.
Jesus.
Right, imagine hell. Yeah.
Imagine just being able to say sentences. Imagine you could say sentences.
The cool side of hell, where the devil's playing.
No, but wait. Let me tell you something. No band wants to hear. We got a new record out. Oh, hell of a lot of drums on. Oh, hell of a good drummer on it. Like, no, the Yule album is good. Don't pick on one member.
No, but what I was going to say is because the first track on the record, it starts with a really cool drum sound and then it continues from there.
Right.
So that's what I was trying to say.
Oh, okay.
But you know, my brain doesn't let me say sentences properly. That's what happened in the end.
Yeah, 47 weeks away.
Yeah, you've had that. I can't believe you put up with that, to be fair. But I think sentences are becoming better.
I think sentences are becoming... Did you just say, I think sentences are becoming better?
I did.
Right, I'm currently wearing a top from Heads Above the Waves that says, self-love is punk rock, right? Which is a lovely, lovely sentiment. I think we should bring out tops with, I think sentences are better, written on them.
I think that'd be a good merch for us, to be
honest.
Bloody
hell. If you'd like a I think sentences are better t-shirt, please let us know what's happening pod on Instagram, Twitter. Bloody hell. Yes,
please do. So you're just thinking of merch all the time. Anyway, while
you're trying to work out how to say sentences and then it's accidentally coming
while we're telling people to check things out, of course, we've got to say a massive thank you to the lovely Patreons.
Yes.
Patreon.com/Sapnin who help make this podcast what it is and run each and every single week.
Yes, you do. You don't realize how much you... are involved in my life.
So not only thank you to everyone involved, but we're going to give a big, massive shout out.
Massive shout out
to the elite members of our Sapling. That's the top higher tiers, which are as follows, Sean.
A massive, massive, massive thank you to the lovely Dana Lasnova, Kylie Wheeler, John Price, Emma Barber, Liam Connolly, Nathan Croshaw, Paul Hirschfield, Kelly Owen, Scarlett Charlton, Drew Styles, Janelle Caston, Nessa Smith, Kate, she haven't got a surname, she's just Kate, she's like The Rock, Mitch Perry, Jenny Munster, Emily Senegals, Amandine Urbano, Lucy Diaz, Martina McManus, John and Emma, Caden Denhoodston, James Oakley, Marcy Jacobson, Michael Hunt. Yep.
Okay.
He's changed his name to Hunt.
Oh, that's very rude.
Yep, I'm not going to say it, because... Come on. You're fucking funny. Jordan Burchard, Sharif Pimp Daddy, Owad Ali, Mike... Mike Cunningham, Craig Harris, Lydia Henderson, Livy Cropper, Scott Jones, Kelly Cannon, Amy Thomas, Becky Miloko, Stuart McNaught, Shani Meyer, Boxel Anderson, Sarah James, Tony Michael, Jenny Robson, Jamie Bloor, and last, by no means least, I saw last weekend, Samantha Spray.
Yes, what a list. Thank you very much to everyone, a single one of you and everyone involved. Check out the description of this episode wherever you're listening to it to see so even more names.
Yes, more people who have got involved with the Patreon. So yeah, anybody who's involved in the Patreon in any way, shape or form, thank you very much. It always goes back into keeping us alive / this podcast going, and we thank you. Well, we thank you, like it's every week, but we mean it every week. Literally,
yeah, we do.
Thank you.
Yeah, we mean it more than...
I kiss you all every week. I kiss you all.
Yeah, more than words can say.
Yes, more than words.
Yes.
Which is next week's guest, Extreme!
Oh, I wish. That would be really good. But if you want to get involved with the Patreon, patreon.com/sapnin, especially if you've got weird and funny names, we like them even more because it's...
none of these
laugh.
Boring names like these normal people have on you. Yeah, right, nobody leave the Patreon because I said that, right? You all bully me in a group every week. It's about time I add one up on you normal name shitheads. So, but also, if you do have a weird name, or you basically, they could change your name to whatever they want anyway, can't they? So, we're opening up ourselves to a world of pain, yeah?
Yes, we are. But
I'm up for it. Bring it on. Bring it on.
What I will say is patreon.com/sapnin.
Nice.
You mentioned you saw one of them at the weekend. Please explain, Sean, because
yes.
I believe you were doing some of those popular rock concerts.
Yes, I did two rock concerts on the weekend. Last Friday in Exeter with my band Raiders. We supported Exeter's very own Idiom, who have a new album out called The Curse, which is very, very good. A lot of riffs on that. A lot of shouting, a lot of singing.
I like riffs.
Bit of rapping as well.
Bit of rapping.
Oh, I like a bit of rapping. We did a show with Idiom on Friday, and then on Saturday then we played something called Turbulence Festival in Plymouth, which was a lot of fun. The sound guy told me he put a 40-meter cable on my microphone, so I left the venue mid-song. So I was outside yelling, and I said, "Everybody get out of the venue," thinking nobody would leave. And half the venue left, and we all had to rush back in before the song ended, because otherwise my band would have been lonely.
Yeah, they would have.
Yeah, but it was nice. I saw four of the Patreons there. I saw Nathan, I saw Sam Spray, I saw Amy Thomas, and I saw Roxy. So, yeah, and I saw Amy's boyfriend, Jamie, who hates me, but I will eventually win him over.
No, you win him over.
Oh, of course I will.
Like everyone.
I told him. Every time I hugged him before I left, I just whispered in his ear, "I'm going to get you, bro." And I stick to it. I'm going to get him.
Good. So it was a good run of shows.
Yeah, I enjoyed it very much.
A two-day tour.
Yeah, two-day tour. After the first night, we go back to the hotel. My brother's like, "Can't believe we're halfway through this tour." Halfway through his tour, and tomorrow's the last day.
Yeah,
that's madness.
That's how it works.
We had a good time. If you came to see Raiders, thank you very much. If you didn't, get fucked. I hope you die in a fire. But you can check us out on Spotify, Raiders Space UK. We have a song called "Wasting Away" out at the moment. Please give it a listen. If you'd like it, share it. If you don't like it, share it with somebody who might like it. If you hate it and all your friends hate it, I'm sorry.
Also, I believe there was an interesting story involving your brother, Jay,
yes.
And a T-shirt.
Yeah, so we went to Plymouth Market, and there was, you get them T-shirt stalls where they got like hockey T-shirts with...
Yeah.
A lot of them are Elvis. Like, a lot of people are still like, "Tell who's still a king of rock and roll, mind?"
Elvis,
who married a 14-year-old girl. But we won't talk about that. So
allegedly.
They had these hockey T-shirts. No, I think...
I'm just saying it just in case.
All right, cool.
It's better we say it than not allegedly. So, allegedly.
One of these T-shirt stalls, where they have these mad T-shirt designs, was one with two middle fingers on the front of it. Oh, like, that isn't a cool enough T-shirt. You tell me to piss off, you nutter. With "Your Next" written above it, right? But the "Your" wasn't spelt like "You are next," like it's meant to be. It was spelt as in "Your," as in possessive, as in, like, what, mine? So it was like, "What, my next?" "Your next." "What, that's my next." You want to see Bob's face? Nearly exploded when he saw it.
Oh.
Because he loves English.
Yeah, he does.
He hates grammatical errors.
He does, yep.
So
that's why he doesn't like me too much, because spelling's not my strong suit.
Or talking, which is worrying, because you're a journalist and you're doing a podcast. So Bob nearly exploded, and Jay literally went back and bought it after we left as well. So I think he was like, I'm going to get that now. Let's piss the boys off. So yeah. Yeah, so we had a good time in Plymouth and Exeter. Thank you very much if you saw us. I have some gigs coming up supporting Funeral for a Friend in Cardiff and London. They both sold out, sadly, for anybody who wants tickets. But it is for a fund for a friend of ours, Stuart Brothers, who passed away not long ago because he's got three kids, and we were trying to raise as much money as possible for his family. So if you've got any interest in helping out, check out FAF, FFAF underscore official on Twitter, and I think they've got the link in their bio for Stuart's GoFundMe or Just Giving or whatever it is. Mm. So please check that out. I'm DJing in Cardiff October the 25th, if anybody fancies it. It's the Halloween team up special.
Ooh.
I might even dress up.
Oh, really? Right,
and you got excited. I saw the change in it. You were like,
He's dressing up.
Yeah, I might.
Right, as
yeah,
what might though? Is the well, but what's your options? What could you go as?
Well, at the moment, it's just me, but
yeah.
Might is the big word.
I know that's scary anyway, but what
is it?
Like,
is it? Anyway,
it's not. But yeah. What would you go as?
I don't know.
What's your options?
Ryan Gosling, probably, because okay. That's what I most look like.
Ah, true.
Ryan Reynolds, is it? Not when he's Deadpool, before you say, are you cheeky shit? I'm going to add like a fried testicle, you bell. Yeah, probably one of the most handsome men
makes
in the
sense.
World, probably.
Yeah, I imagine. I've had the same Halloween outfit for the last 3 years in a row, and I might make it a fourth.
Which is?
The party animal himself, Andrew WK.
Which is a white t-shirt and white jeans.
Yeah, but I've got the long hair and beard that goes with it, so...
Yeah, but they're not like an extra expense. Like wow. You've got them year round.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's just
so your head's always dressed as Andrew WK.
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
in a way.
In a way, yeah. Basically, I'm always ready to party hard. I guess
from the neck up.
From the neck up, yeah.
Bottom down. It's bottom black, down. Black mainly. Yeah. So I'm DJing that. Then I've got those two Funeral for a Friend shows, and I believe I'm DJing in Bucks Uni again in an inflatable dome doing a silent disco again.
You seem very busy.
Yeah, it's going to be a very, very busy week.
So to keep update with all of that, not only follow Sapnin Pod on Instagram, on Twitter, but also follow who else?
Me, at Sean Smith Sucks on Twitter, at Fake Sean Smith on Instagram, that's why I can't get verified. What's your personal socials?
My personal socials are MHRichards_ on both Twitter and Instagram.
Clever.
And Sean's band Raiders is...
Well remembered. At Raiders Band. And it was only this week I got into an argument with somebody about me not plugging my band. The fact that I made a podcast because I had a new band. What? Which is weird because I forget every week to mention my band.
Yeah,
you'd
I do.
Think that would be the forefront, wouldn't it?
I do remind you to say things.
Yeah. Well, you just mentioned my band socials when I completely forgot.
I just thought it'd be nice.
That's no offense to my band. I'm just talking about other things.
Well, that's four new accounts you guys can all go and follow, so make sure you
do.
And I know we've rambled on for long enough. If you've gotten this far, well done. Congratulations.
We need a word of the week.
We need a word of the week, though, so you can tell us that you've gotten this far.
Yes. So I better think of a word of the week. Last week's was Raygrants, right? Because of Ray Meager.
Raygrants.
Al Stewart from Home and Away has brought out his own scent.
Walking top Raygrants, that's the thing.
Oh, there's not many words. Let me have a look. The thing is, the more difficult the spell, the funnier replies we get. So, difficult to spell words, I'm going to Google. Spell words. Oh, right then. This week's word of the week is conscientious. I know you're going to have a trouble with that.
I don't even know what it means.
Conscientious. Just be more conscientious, Morg. Using a sentence. I don't know how to spell conscientious.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, this week's word is conscientious. I hope you have an absolutely amazing weekend and week following.
Same here.
Please check out other old episodes of Sapnin Podcast. There's 46 others to choose from. Festivals, actors, comedians, wrestlers, band members, frontmen, drummers, guitarists, bassists,
keyboardists,
girls, boys, fruits, flowers,
and everything in between.
And hey, Morgan's favorite dot 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 and everything in between. Thank you very much for listening to Sapnin Podcast. We love you very much. Sapnin!
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.